Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, Disney has announced a new Circle Vision film for Epcot, and honestly, I would have pegged Circle Vision to be on the way out, but it seems like maybe it's not.
So I don't know that. Here's the thing. I don't think they're going to be actively building new Circle Vision theaters, right?
Yeah, right. But, absolutely not.
But Epcot has at least one, two,
I think they have three.
Because they've got, because there's the one in the Land Pavilion where this new film is going to go in, and then the one in China and the one in Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the one in France is not Circle Vision. So yeah, I don't think they're going to build any new ones, but at the same time, I mean, if it's there, I don't think they're going to be building any new theaters, but I guess they still had to take the time to record this new film in Circle Vision. And I've got to assume that those rigs aren't just all over the place, right?
Yeah, that's a pretty highly specialized rig.
So yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see that they... Here's what I'll say. I'm very happy that they're not just leaving a place empty. And I am thrilled that something is going in to... In the pre-show, your comment was, this sounds very Epcot-y.
Well, there's a line in the press release that I'll just read it. So the show is called Awesome Planet, which is a pretty good name, a pretty Epcot-y name. But the copy in here says, Awesome Planet, an on-screen exploration of the realm we call home, showcases the spectacular beauty, diversity, and dynamic story of our Earth with all the grandeur guests have come to expect. And
did you just hear the music swell of illumination? The globe starts going and you get all the different countries with the individual films going on in them? Because that's what I just heard.
See, I hear Dame Judi Dench saying it as I'm as I'm circling around the spaceship Earth.
Or Walter Cronkite or Jeremy Irons, just depending on when you're happening to do it.
Right. But for me, it is and always has been old Dame Judi Dench.
Okay. Okay. But yes, it's
absolutely super duper
like
Epcot-y
thing to say. And again, like, there has been so much news coming out, you know, with the Illuminations replacement shows supposed to feature IP, and you know, we're going to put IP here and we're putting IP there, that they've got something that, I mean, I suppose it's entirely possible that Stitch shows up halfway through the show. It doesn't sound likely that Stitch is going to show up halfway through this show. And, you know, and again, I wouldn't even be against IP being in a new Circle Vision thing, you know, if they want to continue to teach about stuff. But that they were willing to say, you know what, this is the story that we want to tell here, and IP doesn't fit with it, so we're going to tell the story we want to tell and not, you know, not pick the IP and then pick the story that goes around it. And actually, wasn't this Lion King before that? So it was technically minus one for IP in Epcot.
Yeah, this definitely feels like there's still someone who wants Epcot to be fungicational. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's still a voice of Epcot needs to have some sort of educational aspect to it.
Yeah, and they're, you know, and they're willing to make updates to continue to make it educational, because in that same press release, they, you know, they point out that there, you know, we've still got that new Circle Vision, because there's an updated one coming to China as well, mm-hmm. at that theater, and the new one to Canada. So all three Circle Vision theaters are getting updates. And I mean, I don't know about the IP quality, but it sounds like all of them are going to continue to try to educate at the same time. So they're mm-hmm. staying Epcot. And even what I really liked about this press release was when they said, that the Beauty and the Beast sing-along that's going to be in France now, which we can all guess about how excited Brad was that the Beauty and the Beast sing-along was going to be there, is going to split time with Impressions de France.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. Once you tell me that, hey, we're going to do a Beauty and the Beast sing-along, but we're not getting rid of Impressions de France to do it, okay, cool beans. You know, yeah. It doesn't have to be every last thing, but, you know, don't kill it. Though, to some extent, I wonder, because they also mentioned that Impressions de France has its place in the Guinness World Records for longest running daily screen film in the world.
If they just want to keep that, they're going to show Impressions de France one time a day.
Right, just so that it is daily screen. But, I mean, once, twice, maybe three times a day is really all that you need to do for that anyway, because it's not, I will be the first to admit that it's not hugely attended, and that's a big space for something that isn't hugely attended all the time. When it's hot, it's really well attended, you know? but I don't know. These are very encouraging things coming out of Epcot, and stuff like this even encourages me about the new replacement to Illuminations that's coming that will still rip my heart out because Illuminations won't be there anymore, but makes me feel like there is the potential that there's a balance to strike there.
Yeah.
And that Epcot doesn't need to become just another version of the Magic Kingdom. It doesn't need to become World Magic Kingdom or something like that.
Right. Which felt like a legitimate concern, and still, you know, this doesn't dissuade me from being concerned about that completely, but it is definitely a good push, you know, in the right direction. Because for a while, it didn't seem like there was anybody who really cared about the, you know, legacy of Epcot anymore. All that to say, I'm glad that there's something new going in that is educational. And I never saw the Lion King one because that never really seemed like something I would want to do. But I think I would definitely go and see this.
It wasn't great.
It felt like a people eater, you know, thing to put in the land.
Yeah, and I do like the...
It apparently had very good carpet walls.
Right.
I heard a lot about the carpeted walls.
Hey, that's a great place to take some photos, man. Get some carpet wall photos. I like the fact that they, you know, go ahead and mention that they're going to be using ILM to do the space sequences, which, I don't know, at the same time, I'm like, ILM does everything for everybody now, don't they? But
mm-hmm. Yeah, but Disney owns them.
Right, so why wouldn't you go ahead and... That's called synergy, my friend. Disney loves their synergy. That's why all your favorite sitcoms that are on ABC will eventually go to visit Disney World, Disneyland, or some other Disney theme park.
Which synergy is becoming a lot more, a lot easier to do now that Disney's
owns everything.
Of Fox.
At what point is it no longer synergy? At what point is it just doing business, and because you own it all just coincides and is synergistic?
Every television show will visit Disney.
That's right. You know what? I really wouldn't have a problem with that, you know? I want to see, you know, some of your favorite sitcom families visiting. What would be the weirdest sitcom to see visit Walt Disney World?
The Simpsons.
But they've already done... I mean, they... Well, no. Actually, I was about to say they've already done it, kind of. But no, they've already straight up done it, because the episode where they go to Epcot, you know? And oh, I love that episode, too.
But they wouldn't be making fun of it.
That wouldn't be fun at all. That wouldn't be fun at all.
To see the Simpsons visit Walt Disney World in earnest.
Yeah.
How about Family Guy?
Nope, that's never going to happen. Because, once again, that just... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff now that does not mesh with
the X-Men.
The Disney brand. Ooh, that I want to see.
The X-Men go to Disney World.
You know what? The X-Men go to Disney World is a really, really short episode. It's like a minute and a half, because they never make it through the scanners at the entrance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you are not allowed to enter the park with weapons. And those are weapons, my friends. So nope. Stay out. But anyway, so yes, I am excited to see that all this new stuff is coming to Epcot, and that it is still going to be edutainmental, That's a thing. I just wrote that, and I'm now not quite as scared of all the changes that are coming, I think.
Well, now that we talked about something that's coming to Epcot, let's talk about something that's going away. In an effort to
Don't tell me Maelstrom's going away, because that'll kill me.
We talked a while back about like plans to change Epcot. You know, we'll put the image in the show notes, but it's this big, beautiful project to kind of renew Future World. We talked a little bit about the entrance and how it was very plant forward. Well, in Future World, you know, I think that aesthetic will kind of be brought into the rest of Epcot. But one of the things that they're doing is Innoventions West, Starbucks, and Club Cool are going away. Starbucks will be relocated temporarily until they can, you know, get their own building built again. But I'm really sad about Club Cool going away. I don't care whether Starbucks is there or not, and I don't really care about Innoventions West.
That's good, because you said all together, we were about to have a fight, so it's good that you went ahead and clarified West, because who cares about West?
I never went in there, but man, Club Cool, like that's a big loss.
Where else are you going to get your Beverly, Jeremy?
Yeah, well, so we were trying for a while to see if we could get all of those drinks, you know, shipped so that we could, you know, get together at your house or something and try them on an episode of the podcast. But now,
why would they give it to you for free when you can come and visit the Coca-Cola store rooftop beverage bar over at Disney Springs?
But they're not going to have it there. You think they'll have Beverly and all the good ones there? Because, dude, like, all of them were pretty good. Beverly, I didn't have the same kind of negative reaction to Beverly that most people do, but I also like IPAs and bitter beers and stuff, so maybe I just am not a super taster, or I am a super taster. Either way, I'm the one that can handle bitterness, but I never really had the issue with Beverly that I see everybody else having. But I really, out of those three things, out of Innoventions West, Starbucks, and Club Cool, I think Club Cool is the big loss there. I'm sad to see it go.
You can get the Coca-Cola Taste of the World at the rooftop beverage bar for $9. You can enjoy 16 sparkling and still beverages from around the world. It does not specify that Beverly's on there, but I mean, come on, dude. You got 16. You got to have a little Beverly in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, but it costs money. I don't want to pay for...
you just want to do your little shots of...
Yeah, I'm a cheapo.
I do. I will be sad. Well, I guess... because here's what I was about to say. I will be sad if Club Cool does indeed go away fully, but let's be honest. I've heard nothing to indicate that it's coming back, right? Yeah,
it doesn't make much sense. With the new Epcot that they're building, that doesn't seem like something they need.
Yeah, well, and Club Cool has been on the... I'm somewhat surprised that it stayed as long as it did. You know, I thought after they got rid of the ice cave, you know, I thought that was kind of the beginning of the end for Club Cool, because they were consolidating it, I guess, in some ways, but it stayed around longer than I expected after that, to the point where I was like, oh, I guess Club Cool is going to continue to be a thing. So, Innoventions West, I don't even know what is in the west side anymore. There's not a lot in the east side, so it's so hard, I think, for them to get people to be in there now, and because of the way that the world is compared to the way the world was, to get people to care about the things that are in there, then I'm not too certain, because, I mean, heck, what a big chunk of it now was character pictures anyway at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of meet and greet spaces.
Yeah. And Starbucks will be somewhere. The only thing I care about Starbucks for is, you know, so I can get my I was there mug stuff when...
True.
I go.
Yeah, right. And I'm not surprised by any of this. It's just sad. I thought Club Cool was a pretty neat place.
Oh, it was and is, so you know, I guess you'll have to take your farewell drinks on your next trip.
Oh, I doubt it'll still be there.
You think? What is the? Did they say when it's scheduled for demolition?
No, but I don't know that it's going to be open. I mean, I'm not going for 7 months. I do not think 8 months. I don't think it's going to be open when I go. I've seen some photos where every one of the fountain, you know, things says please try another flavor. So like one whole what do you call that? One whole group of fountain.
Yeah, one whole one whole wall.
Dealy things. Yeah, one whole wall of drinks. Said please try another flavor. So if they're, you know, if they're getting to that point, then it's, you know, there's two open, then there's only one open, and Club Cool closes.
And then there's none open. That's a bummer, dude. Now you're bumming me out. But who knows what, maybe Club Cooler is coming next.
Club Rad.
Club Totally Awesome.
I feel like they could do like the American Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
They could put that in there.
The American Adventure would be like perfect for that.
It would be a celebration of the diversity in America
by featuring all of the beverages that you can get in other countries.
Yeah, it's a melting pot, dude.
What about if they take all of the little booths that they have for all the festivals, and they just outfit them with a single soda thing, you know, and you can get a shot, you can get, you know, each country's flavor at that country. So in order to get the entire Club Cool experience, you actually have to go all the way around the world showcase.
That's a good idea, honestly. I mean, that's a pretty good idea to get. Well, not that they're having issues with people
taking free drinks. Nah,
yeah,
never really.
But that's a good idea.
Disney, you can have that one gratis.
Yeah, it looks like it's going away, and I don't have high hopes that it's going to come back.
I wouldn't. On the other hand, I'm willing to bet the character meet and greets will find a place to land. I wouldn't be too worried about those.
Probably
an Interventions East, if I were to guess.
Plenty of photo pass opportunities to be had still. And speaking of characters are here.
Am I two for two on your segues so far this episode? You're welcome, bud.
I was like, wow, that's a good place to end. And then I was like, uh-uh. Because Hollywood Studios now has characters in the parking lots to let you know where you're parking.
I'm sorry, but you said they have characters in the parking lots. And here's the thing. I know what we're talking about because I know the story, but all I envisioned was like all of a sudden, you know, Goofy's riding on the back of the tram and like Dopey is waving you into your spot.
So instead of having a letter or a number or a color to designate where you've parked.
More specifically, instead of having stage, music, TV, I want to say, film.
It's much like Disneyland. Disneyland has Mickey and Friends parking and things like that. Parking that's named after characters. And so now you will park in the mini lot or the Goofy lot or whatever at Hollywood Studios as well.
And that's already the case over at Magic Kingdom, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, so yes. It's just, they figure it's probably going to be easier for you to remember that you parked in the BB-8 lot than you parked in the film lot, which I don't know. I think it's 50-50. I'm taking a picture honestly, with my phone anyway.
Right, you just take a picture.
Take a picture, drop a pin.
Or iOS tells you where your car's parked anyway. If you have your phone hooked up to your Bluetooth in your car, iOS tells you. Parked car updated, and then you just go back and you tell it to route you to your parked car, and it will give you directions to your car.
Hey, buddy, not all of us are cool enough to have iPhones and Bluetooth connections in our car. So for those of us who don't, we can still drop a pin, we can still take a photo, we can still use a lot of ways. But I think this is interesting because it speaks more to me, it again signals, you know, the eventual name change as we move away from the Hollywood Studio feel of Hollywood Studios.
Hmm.
You know, because it's another thing, so that when you, it almost feels like, you know, they're going to change everything around it, and then the very last thing to change will be the name, and it won't be that surprising because this isn't a Hollywood studio anymore. So why would you call it Disney's Hollywood Studios?
I did not think about that angle, but that's interesting.
And it's in, I don't doubt that it is more memorable. I've seen people complaining about this, and I love to complain about things, as we all know. I don't really have a complaint to be had about changing the, I did like the old signs, you know, because it had Mickey, you know, in the different garb and everything for each of these types of, you know, television, film and stage and all that stuff. But you know, the new signs are cool, and you know, having characters there. It's interesting that they use, I'm trying to think all of a sudden here, because you know, they're using Mickey. I guess you're going to use Mickey and Minnie anywhere on.
Absolutely.
But it's just interesting because like BB-8 is used for one of the lots, and that totally makes sense because this is going to be Star Wars land. In fact, you could probably just done them all Star Wars and that would have been fine.
Well, and he's also lovable. I mean, he's the cute little droid of the new trilogy.
Right. But it's going to be Mickey, Minnie, Jesse, Buzz, Olaf, and BB-8. Like Jesse.
That makes sense.
Jesse and Buzz, I get, because you've got Toy Story Land. Oh, dude. Runaway Railroad. Where is my head?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize you were having the disconnect there. I thought you just meant, you know, like, I just see Mickey and Minnie, you know, they just go everywhere.
Well,
it doesn't
matter. And that was
Mickey
kind of
and
my
Minnie
thing,
could
but
be at Epcot too.
But I was like, you know, everything else here has a specific, you know, you've got Frozen sing along, so Olaf fits, BB-8 fits because of Star Wars Land, Toy Story Land, and I just couldn't figure out where did Mickey and Minnie fit, and especially, you know, they use the the new art style for Mickey and Minnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Runaway Railway uses also.
Exactly. So, okay, it all makes sense. It all ties into stuff that's in the park. I don't know. They're updating it, but like I said, that was the only other thing that I thought was, is this another thing that's getting us a little bit closer to that eventual? I don't know. You know, we can definitely discuss some other time whether or not an eventual name change is still a thing that's going to happen. But I think it is.
I had not considered that, but it does make sense. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.